Nowadays, most people reject the strong form. But we do have a certain understanding, and we, and a lot of people, myself included, accept the weak form of the hypothesis, or at least a very weak form of the hypothesis. And a claim then is that language plays an active and crucial role in shaping the process of representation. It doesn't determine the way I think, but it can influence how I think. So we have certain default choices of interpretation and observation because of the way our languages are constructed. And in effect, there's no absolutely neutral way of apprehending and representing the world. Language helps us to select, arrange, organize, and evaluate experience, even when we're not conscious of doing so. So one example of this is in Swedish, for example, I could be described as being an invandrare, an immigrant, but I don't really see myself as one after all the time that I've lived here. But the default choice is either you're Swedish or you're an immigrant. There are very few other choices available. And because there is not another kind of word encoded to describe people who are like me, then there's only the default choice. And this can then have an effect on my way of thinking of myself in Sweden, or perhaps other people's ways of thinking about people who are or are not Swedish. This is one example of the weak form and how it might affect our thinking.